This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, 49ers Friday. Sorry, Vin. It's 6:37 in the morning. What are we, 48? Plus hours away from the big game. 3:30, did you say it starts on Sunday?
3:30-ish. You know how that goes.
Right. Well, you can see Vinny all geared up, and I couldn't be wearing more 49er gear. I mean, we are all just in the spirit. Go to RadioAlice.com/watch. It takes you direct to the Looking Glass, where Vaughn is working hard, putting together just an A-plus show. You can watch the show when it happens live, and then Vaughn loops it throughout the day, and then here on the weekends, he does like kind of a best of. So a little bit from each of the shows of the week.
That first sound.
That was Homer saying the.
I know who it was. Very familiar.
Just I was in the wrong bank.
Okay.
Sorry.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app. I mean, you can take it anywhere you go. You could be on a base in Southern California waiting clearance from the coronavirus, but still listening to this show.
Huh.
On the radio.com app.
Well, I hope you're not there. It sounds awful.
I'm just saying, anything that comes up, there we are. Right there in your phone on the radio.com app. You can listen to Alice all day.
Yep.
Every day.
We'll keep you company. Whatever you're going through, here we are. Your isolation for the coronavirus. Oh, there are people who are... You know, I was wondering about, like, what's the food like when you're in isolation? Do they, like, slide a tray under the door and... So only
is
flat foods
long?
Come in?
I doubt
oh,
it's
yeah.
that.
They get like sandwiches from someplace good or...
I'm sure there's
anything
a plan
they want, anytime.
Place.
Like, I want a lobster dinner, please. I mean, you are holding me here.
Actually, before I get to this text I wanted to read, I will, since we're talking about the coronavirus, I'll tell you what I needed to about it. Pilots and flight attendants are now demanding airlines stop flying, making us fly there.
Yeah.
To China.
Yeah.
Health officials declare a global emergency over the rapidly spreading coronavirus.
That should be a no-brainer. Am I just crazy? I mean, let's just take this down for a week or two.
American Airlines pilots have filed a lawsuit seeking an immediate halt to travel in the area. China has reported nearly 10,000 cases and 213 deaths.
Boy, that number has... deeply increased this week.
Well, and I still don't know that we're getting the
right.
true number. The virus has spread to 18 countries, and they say most presumably by airline passengers. That's how it has left China and migrated into other countries. Right.
We get it somewhere and go someplace else.
U.S. airlines, which have been reducing flights to China this week, were reassessing flying plans as a result.
Yeah.
I think it's simple. You just... Today, I bet we'll hear the declaration that is that we're going to stop that for a while.
Just
right?
for a minute. I mean, I get it. It sucks. It's tough on everyone. But it's tougher to get the coronavirus.
Right.
And potentially die from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. This is not the time we usually do these, but there were a couple that were appropriate. The new OFOC is suffuse everything that I off-gas. Mm.
Garlic does suffuse everything that I off-gas. That's what garlic does to me.
Right.
I off-gas it.
So there you go.
Mm. It sounds like a fart, but it's not. It's just like coming out of every, like, you know, you have a smell. Everyone has like a smell. And that, like when I eat garlic, that's what I smell like. Garlic.
I think most people do.
I don't know. Some people really wear it. Some people, you know, you wouldn't even notice it.
All right.
You know how some people like... Whatever they ate the night before, it just haunts around them.
Well, it depends. I mean, you know, I had a pot pie last night. I bet you couldn't smell it on me.
Well,
but
you're not a person
garlic
who...
is intense, though. And if you eat a lot of garlic, Bryn one time, I don't know, I thought he was just eating the garlic. He came in here one time and it was...
He was just suffused with off gas.
It was intense.
I don't remember what I ate, but I mentioned it to you. I was like, hey, just an FYI.
He's like, I didn't need that. I'm already fully aware of that.
Well, this is, it's a unique working environment in that we are in.
We're in a triangular situation here, and each of us, I would say, is 5.5-6 feet apart from each other.
And it's a small room with no windows.
Yeah, well, it has windows, but they do not open.
Yeah, those don't count.
No, they don't.
Certainly not for this conversation.
We can't crack a window.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
And one other one real quick. I teach sixth grade, and I still teach the metric system. So they are still forcing
down
kids' throats.
Yeah. Inches and feet, people.
I wonder if they're still saying America will be switching to this system, because that's what they told me. Americans will switch to this system, which is used worldwide. That's why you need to learn it. Any minute now, we're going to get with the program. And then we just never got with the program. Yeah.
But everything is, you know, when you pick up you get a 2-liter bottle of something. That's metrics.
Or if you go anywhere else besides America, everything's in kilometers and...
Sure. I can't understand those at all. Yeah, 10K run, what? I don't know. How far is that? Is it like 100 miles?
Okay. Hey, everyone. It's the last day of January. Mm-hmm. And so here are some of the things you get to look forward to.
A beer tonight at 5 o'clock.
Oh, my God. You're really doing it.
Oh, yeah.
You're quitting early.
It is over. The long national nightmare is over.
Dryuary is over.
Dryuary is over. I went 4 weekends. I'm having a beer tonight. I don't care.
A beer?
Well, I'm at least having a beer. I'll tell you that. Maybe I'll be done with it. Maybe I'll be like, oh, this isn't what I remembered.
Good one.
Here's some of the stuff that you can expect coming up next month. Black History Month is February. Groundhog Day, of course, is...
Sure. On Super Bowl Sunday.
On Sunday, Valentine's Day, and Mardi Gras.
Oh, right.
At the end of the month.
Sure.
There's also... Check this out.
Okay.
February 5th is Shower with a Friend Day.
Oh, that's fun. When is that? Wednesday?
I don't know.
Shower with a... We got to remember that. Everyone take a shower with a friend. Is that like your dog or...
You showered with friends before?
Well, I mean, I shower with John all the time.
That doesn't count.
We're friends.
That doesn't count.
We're best friends.
You know what's funny? I just thought of it as I was trying to sort of go through my head about, have I showered with friends? Of course I have, at gym.
Sure, right, right.
But what happened was... The first time you're exposed to gym is junior high.
Yeah.
And in junior high at Sierra Vista
Middle
School.
Well, gym showers.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we played, but there was gym. You had to change into your gym clothes.
Yes.
You had a locker.
Yep.
And then afterward, you're expected, or you're at least offered the option of taking a shower.
Yeah.
The place that we showered, this is me and Jason Sisko, too. They had used this industrial thick paint on the shower floor. And what we realized is you could get a running start and truly slide down the whole
If you soap your feet up good.
You didn't even need it. Just had to get all the showers turned on so everything was wet. But it was this shiny, slippery surface where you could do, and we'd be naked, but sliding on our tummies. It was so slippery, you didn't even hurt yourself.
Oh, your ding-dong didn't get all roughed up?
But I just had that flash.
Because you'd think
they'd
put sand into that paint to keep the kids from slipping and falling. Did people slip and fall ever?
Not that I'm aware. Well, first of all, if I could say, I think we were the only two boys that showered in that whole year. It's not regular that people of that age are open to showering in front of others. As you well know,
but since you were
I had full muff.
Right, at second grade. I mean, you could have started this whole shower thing in second grade.
I didn't even.
The girl at my gym locker room, the girls had private showers.
In junior high, had your own stall.
Yes, it was in fact, I want to say it was a stall that had two changing areas, and then there was a stall in the middle. So you would like call to the other girl, like, I'm going in. You know, if there's someone, if someone was in there, you'd
sexy.
Wait for them to get out. And
I'm going in.
I don't remember seeing a lot, but I always thought that it was because you'd hear about the other places that would have like a shower like you're describing where everyone's naked all together. And I just always thought that that seemed like a humiliating thing for kids. I mean, seventh, eighth grade.
That's what I'm saying.
Years
we were the we would sit there and play.
Right. People would
meanwhile,
all know what junk
I think everybody
like,
else was facing their locker and changing as quickly as humanly possible
right.
and getting back into their.
It's just I don't know. I don't like that as a school ritual. I just have always felt like, you know, those are the years when you're just you feel so uncomfortable and self-conscious and to have other and there's a lot of bullying that goes on in schools, no matter, you know, what their zero tolerance policy is. And kids seeing each other's junk and who's cut and who isn't. And, you know, those were always stories that went around in the school. And I always thought it's wrong for schools to make kids get naked in front of each other.
Well, no one was forced to at my school.
Well, enough people were doing it that the word got around about this guy's port wine stain that went from his ass to the front. And,
oh,
you know,
my God. What are you talking
all
about?
All kinds of stuff.
A port wine stain.
Yeah. You know those. Sometimes
I'm familiar,
on their face,
sure, but
this guy had one apparently on his. I can't remember his name.
And you knew about it?
Everyone knew about it, and everyone knew who was circumcised and who wasn't. And it was, you know.
You guys all talked about that?
I didn't talk about it. I wasn't in the men's locker room, but you know how boys are.
Well, yeah. I just told you.
Yeah.
We were slipping and sliding across the shower floor.
Yeah, I remember being like, that seems wrong that kids are forced to do that if they want to take a shower. And just, you know. Kids, it's such an awkward time for kids.
I remember, this wasn't me, but I do remember kids that would actually just put their clothes over their gym clothes so they didn't even have to deal.
Oh.
They
just wear those home.
Pull their right. stuff off, and they're already dressed in the red and black colors of Sierra Vista Middle School.
I used to just try to not break a sweat. That's my whole life.
Wow,
I would just try not to.
That's your idea of gym, huh?
Yeah. That was my idea of gym. Like, well, let's try not to get too worked up here because I do not want to have to shower.
All right. It's the opposite of what you're supposed to do in
yeah,
gym.
I know.
Well, did you shower in junior high?
I didn't shower ever in junior high
Never?
Or high school.
Oh.
Even after my runs or anything. We just, there wasn't even, only the football teams showered or the baseball teams, and I wasn't part of that.
I'm telling you, I don't think any of the kids showered. I think me and a couple buddies figured out you could slip and slide in this thing and just did that.
Mm.
And no, I don't even think
and all the other kids just stood around looking.
Watching us
Whoa,
be
look
stupid.
At that looks fun. Boy, he's got a full muff. That is very unusual.
Anyway, back to the 5th of February, which is Shower with a Friend Day.
10 minutes later.
National Pizza Day, National Guitar Day, and World Radio Day, all in February as well.
When's World Radio Day?
On the 13th.
Oh. I like it.
Of course, you know, the Super Bowl is this weekend.
No.
Survivor starts this month.
Oh.
I'm looking at the things and I'm editing as we go because I don't.
The 12th. I can't wait for Survivor. It's going to be epic. It's all the winners. Well, not all of them, but 20 of them.
Movies
oh
coming
God.
Out in February. Birds of Prey, which is Harley Quinn. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Call of the Wild, which is Harrison Ford's new dog movie.
Oh.
Have you seen the ads?
Well, no, I haven't, but I've certainly, you know, we were all forced to read that book. I like that book.
Oh. Is that what it's from? It's from a book?
Yeah.
I never read it.
Really?
Oh,
you'd
think.
Love it. It's like, it's the original Snow Dogs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
it's about this dog who's, you know, on a sled team.
Yeah. I've seen the ad and was like, oh, Harrison Ford, what are you doing? You're Indiana
Call
Jones.
Call of the Wild. Is that a Steinbeck book?
Now you're doing a dog movie? Huh.
Yeah. Well, it's an epic. I mean, that's a you know one of those classic tales they make you read.
Maybe
can
I have
see,
read it
you
then.
Guys, hello, guys. Can you see who wrote Call of the Wild? It's not Steinbeck. It's somebody else. But it's one of those. Did you guys read that? It's Call of the Wild in school. Oh, Bon. Oh, and Nicole. Yes. Bryn, did you have to read Call of the Wild?
No.
You should read that, Vinny. It's actually a great book.
I think
about it often. And I read it 40 years ago.
It's Jack London.
Jack London.
Jack London.
Jack London Square.
Square.
Oh my God, it's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Where was I?
It's 49ers Friday, and it's also the day she drinks. So she's super amped.
It's the day I drink.
That's fun.
I'm, you know what? It actually just struck me. I gotta not do this to you. This is actually this is not really kind of me.
What are you talking about?
Because you're not gonna drink, and it's, you know.
You know what? Let me just say something. All right. Like, first of all, my problem is my problem.
Right.
It's not your problem. Second of all,
I don't need to rub your nose in
it. No. Second of all, if I may, I truly, because of the way I react to alcohol, I have no desire for it. Zero. None. It doesn't go my way. You know what I mean?
Right.
There isn't. I've done all the research and tried all the different possibilities, and there isn't a way that works out for me.
Yeah.
So while you talk about it in a way that it's very fun and you're going to have a great time tonight, to me, I'm not thinking to myself, boy, I wish I don't. Maybe there are others out there that have that mindset.
Yeah.
I am better by far without.
Right. I'm just not fun. I'm just
you know.
I go to bed early and get up early. I know what.
Never mind.
No, I want to hear it. I want to hear it. Your eyes lit up, and I want to hear it.
I decided.
I
just changed.
I want to hear it.
My plan.
No,
and I'm not telling
no.
that
come
story.
On, please,
our text
please,
number
please tell
is.
The story.
Oh,
Vinny,
by the way.
Come on, man.
No.
Come on. Your eyes lit up. You know. Come on.
No,
let's hear
I don't
it. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
The 49ers. No. They play this Sunday at 3:30. I'm not a brat. I just can't say it into the microphone.
You
can. I can. I have to think better of it. Okay. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love hearing from you guys, so feel free to. Someone's asking if there will be a Yuzette podcast. That's up to her.
Yeah. She was talking about it, though. She wants to do like a Real Housewives, you know, like a reality roundup kind of podcast.
She has her Bay Area picks that's considered a podcast. It does load up on the streams.
45 seconds podcast.
Yeah.
She does a podcast already.
It looks like her trip, her test run into the city went well.
Oh, yeah? You talked to her yesterday?
I texted her, but she actually posted a picture of her on the BART.
Oh, good.
Or was it BART?
Caltrain.
Caltrain probably. Yeah. And then I wrote her and said, you know, how'd your mission go, and she was like, it went great.
Oh, good.
No problem. And
great.
I went, great. That's fantastic to hear. I'm sure that put her mind at ease.
Yes.
That's one of the big concerns anytime you have to make your way into the city is, how will I do that?
Yes. How is that going
to
look?
Many of our evening concerts that I have to come in for from Santa Cruz,
yeah.
I swear to you, I leave at 3 and just make it by 6 p.m.
Yeah, I know.
Well, so
you live in Southern
stupid.
California. What are you going to do? I mean, king of decisions.
I'm like actually looking in the late afternoon. I'm running late. It's 3:15. Everybody run for it. What are you doing over there? You got your little...
I was wondering if you want a different fortune for today.
No, I like the one I got yesterday. Mm. Thank you.
You got the one.
Mm-hmm.
All your dreams will come true.
Oh, Ninja was on the Masked Singer, according to... So someone saw this. Ninja has a hot wife. This is a... gamer nerd who is rich.
The number one earner for last year. That's him. He's the ice cream cone. Hey, boy, they really put on a big production.
They go all out, yeah.
He is a drippy ice cream cone. He must have been out early because.
The Lost 30 is my favorite.
Oh.
Gives me strength to keep moving. A lot of people writing in this morning, they love The Lost 30.
The Lost 30 is such a weird, it's the first break we do, and we instituted a new rule this morning. There's the music for it, that if you say this stays in The Lost 30, it'll stay there. Because we do, I mean, it's so early. Like, I don't know what exactly how many numbers of people are listening, but I know it's a lot more at 7 than it is at 5:45. So it's like a little secret time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this morning I did tell a secret.
It was a good secret, too.
Ridiculous.
People will have to go back and listen to the podcast.
You don't have to.
Sure you do.
But there is a funny moment.
It's funny.
In time where I'm like, crunch, what do I do here? The truth is, well, we're not supposed to talk about it now. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
What was that thing you almost said?
I don't want to tell you.
Who Madden says will win the Super Bowl?
Oh.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.